I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A federal judge has declared a decades-old law that aims to keep Native American children with their own communities unconstitutional. From the Mountain West News Bureau, Nate Hedgie reports.
As late as the 1970s, the government was forcibly removing nearly a third of all Native American children from their tribes and families and placing them in state welfare systems. So Congress passed the Indian Child Welfare Act. The law gives first adoption preferences to a Native child's family, tribe, or the broader indigenous community. But now a Texas federal judge has ruled that law provides race-based special treatment and is thus unconstitutional. David Simmons is with the National Indian Child Welfare Association.
We've never had a decision like this.
Simmons says he was surprised by the ruling and says it ignores decades of legal precedents and tribal sovereignty.
Recognizing Indian people as having a political status as members of tribal governments.
Simmons says it's unclear whether the Indian Child Welfare Act is now null and void. Attorneys representing four tribes say they will appeal the decision, but if it's upheld, the case could end up in the Supreme Court. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Colorado State University Pueblo is set to receive $3.75 million to help make higher education more accessible and more affordable for first-generation minority students. The plan, named La Calle, will link academic programs at CSU Pueblo and Pueblo Community College. It will be developed over the next 5 years with funding from the U.S. Department of Education. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.